The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
You know her son is in Homestead. Has anybody been able to talk to him?
No. I can't understand why the president separates the kids from the moms.
A woman from Guatemala was interviewed by Florida Congresswoman Lois Frankel at the Guatemalan Maya Center in Lake Worth this month. The woman was not identified because she's an undocumented immigrant. But she told Frankel her cousin was one of the migrants stopped at the U.S. southern border this year and separated from her child. In her case, a 10-year-old son. He's now believed to be in Homestead at the facility there for unaccompanied migrant children or migrant children separated from their detained parents.
But you know that she's been sent back to Guatemala?
Yeah, the immigration deport her and the kids stay here.
The mother is thought to have been deported back to Guatemala without her son. Either way, it's a story often heard now as a result of President Trump's zero-tolerance policy of separating migrant children and parents. Trump has since backed off the separation policy. Still, psychologists say the trauma to kids like the Guatemalan boy could be crippling. How crippling was a big question Congresswoman Frankel's forum in Lake Worth tried to answer.
What does this mean to children? What are the long-term consequences?
Frankel's a Democrat, and she recently toured the border and met with both undocumented immigrant mothers and children who'd been separated. In Lake Worth, she gathered child psychology experts and immigration advocates for insights. One of them was Amanda Escalante, a Guatemalan Maya Center coordinator. She laid out some of the symptoms she's seen among migrant children separated from parents.
The toxic stress is affecting developmental delays, specifically affecting the language area of their brain. The kids are having bad dreams, and this affects the health of the child.
Escalante and the other experts were largely describing the psychological effects of that toxic stress. But what's less known are the physical effects.
Headaches, stomach aches, sleep problems.
Ashley Marchante Hoffman just published a study at the University of Miami called Giving Voice to Foreign-Born Latino Youth: Trauma, Stress, and Health in the Primary Care Setting.
This really came out of an experience on a pediatric mobile clinic.
The study is Marchante Hoffman's dissertation. She just received her PhD in psychology at UM. Marchante Hoffman spent 2 years with more than 150 immigrant children from South and Central America and Mexico. All were patients at UM's mobile pediatric clinic.
More than 70% of them were reporting at least one traumatic experience, which included exposure to violence and separation from their caregivers. And what I found was that they were experiencing headaches, stomach aches, sleep problems. It can even result in more long-term physical complications like obesity and heart disease.
Parental separation is often more damaging because it often compounds previous traumas, like witnessing the gang violence that forces so many Latin American families to flee to the U.S. in the first place.
Many of these children that I spoke with had loved ones killed, and children who reported more of these traumatic experiences also reported more pain symptoms.
Marchante Hoffman's parents immigrated here from Cuba as kids, and she's decided to devote her career to helping Latino immigrant children. She spoke to me from Wilmington, Delaware, where she's now doing that work. One of her key points is that Latino immigrant families rarely seek pediatric mental health services, so she says more psychologists should be present at pediatric medical clinics that serve Latino immigrants. That would better address how the mental trauma results in physical harm.
Meeting these families where they are and prevent more long-term complications.
Because so many Latino families are immigrants, those complications are a reality the broader Latino community is confronting more and more. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. WLRN's Peter Hayden contributed to this report from Lake Worth. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.